Supreme Court begins day two of oral arguments on same-sex marriage today. One of the issues at stake is whether the federal government has the right to deny recognition to marriages conducted legally under state law.
Because we're going to the chapel and we're going to get...
That was the scene outside the courthouse in Lower Manhattan in July of 2011, the first day that New York State allowed legal recognition of same-sex marriage. Sari Kessler and Erica Karp were one of the first couples lined up outside to get their marriage license. At the time of their wedding, the couple had been together for 14 years and raised three daughters together. Here's Karp talking about that day.
This affirms our lives. It doesn't really change our lives, and there's a lot more to do. You know, there's a lot more work to do to get to federal marriage equality, but this is a landmark.
Now, 18 months after becoming legally married, Sari Kessler is here with us to talk about what it's meant to have their relationship legally recognized. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thank you.
So you and your wife had a wedding ceremony nearly 13 years before being legally married. Has having your marriage legally recognized by the state changed things for you in any way?
Well, I have to say emotionally, it really has changed things a lot. Financially, it hasn't changed anything. But emotionally and psychologically, you know, when the government says it's legal, what they're doing is they're educating people. And so more and more people are on board and they understand, creating sort of a virtuous cycle because it's made me more comfortable using the term wife. Whereas before we were legally married in New York State, I wasn't so comfortable using that term because I feared what people thought. But now I throw it around all the time and I get some funny responses, but most people do understand what I'm talking about.
And when you say financially nothing has changed, is that because really more of the financial benefits of marriage are at the federal level rather than at the state level?
Absolutely. I mean, we had, before we got married legally, we did have health insurance through Erica's firm. So nothing along those lines have changed. But, you know, in terms of filing our taxes, so we filed separately before. Now we're still filing separately as individuals on the federal level, but it's become more complicated and more expensive because now we're filing on the state level as married but separate. Actually, we've had to pay our accountant more money, so that hasn't helped us.
Right.
But we're hopeful.
Well, how would
psychological, emotional benefits have been so great? It's been totally worth it for us.
And how would federal recognition of same-sex marriage affect you and your family?
Well, everything, in every way, financial, you know, in terms of inheritance taxes, which is, of course, down the road. But we've had to jump through a lot of hoops to put into place things that straight people, heterosexual couples, are able to take for granted, like in terms of our second parent adoption. So there's been all kinds of legal fees, and we've set up a trust, and, you know, we've all kinds of fees that we've had to pay over the years, running into thousands of dollars, tens of thousands.
Had you considered waiting to marry legally until your marriage would be federally recognized?
No, it's just we did not consider waiting to marry. As soon as we found out we could do it legally on the state level, we were in. I wouldn't want to miss that stepping stone.
And if DOMA is overturned, do you and your wife plan to have a third wedding?
I'm not sure that we'll go with the third wedding. We had two really wonderful weddings. The first one was at the Central Park Boathouse. And, you know, we had 160 people, the whole family and friends. And I'm not sure that we need to make a third party.
So how are you feeling today as the justices are considering same-sex marriage?
You know, I feel hopeful. I feel hopeful. I mean, I'm a little concerned about the makeup of the court. But I think, you know, I think it's ludicrous that we can't get married on the federal level. And so I feel hopeful that our justices will see that. It just seems ridiculous at this point.
Sari Kessler, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Sari Kessler and Erica Karp were one of the first couples lined up to get their marriage license in Manhattan last year once New York State approved same-sex marriage. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.